It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. A very good morning to you, Martin.
And to you, Kulani.
Oh, thank you very much for coming through. Well, an exciting new China-Africa investment fund throws its full weight now behind the local beneficiation of South Africa's metals and minerals, Martin.
You know, mine and escape, that used to be the thing. Get the metals and minerals and then do things with them elsewhere. Africa's not allowing this at the moment, and that is fantastic. They're all singing from the same hymn sheet. And we find that countries like China want to collaborate. So this new fund is an example of collaboration, where the Chinese say we want the metals and minerals, and the Africans say, but we want some added value to them in Africa. So create a fund that can facilitate that. And this new fund is exciting from that point of view. It's the China Mining United Fund, and it's the second version of it. It's a private equity fund. They want to come in at near production stage, which may be a bit of a fault of the fund because you like to get them also at exploration stage where the risk is there. But what they're saying is that we will also come behind this whole concept of reindustrialization and industrialization, which is exactly what our ministers are saying. And they're in China this week and talking about this whole thing, and now we see it manifested in the fund, the China Mining United Fund. But what's so great about this is that, you know, we've had people in government that have now moved into business, and one of them is Dr. Alistair Raters, who spent 11 years as the Director General of the Trade and Industry. So he understands this. Now he is leading this new fund in Africa. So, you know, that sort of depth is also important, where a person gets good exposure in government, then comes into business. All right, he's the rookie South Africa CEO at the moment, which is part of a much bigger Kermes group, Croatian linked. And it's, you know, it's strange that the Croatians should see this whole picture clearer than the South Africans again, you know, this foreign involvement and get this Chinese involvement. But I think the China Mining United Fund has potential to help us reindustrialize with a funding from China.
Fantastic. Well, one mining job in South Africa benefits 26 other people. This is a new 370-page research document saying that paid for by the Bafokeng community.
Yeah, the Bafokeng, you know, they're so dependent on mining. They've got their own operations now, and they're the biggest shareholder in the world's second biggest platinum miner, Impala Platinum. They've obviously got to take any interference in mining very, very seriously. And with the calls for nationalization, they've set up a massive study, and it's ended up as a 370-page study. It's inputs from all over the world. I mean, we've got input coming in from Harvard University in the US, Luleå of Sweden, and our three universities here, Wits, Stellenbosch, and Cape Town, giving the thumbs down to nationalization, but not in a strident way, acknowledging that there's popular anger that has to be dealt with, but saying, you know, the way to do this, the developmental way, the developmental option is not through nationalization. And just look at how this mining spreads. One job, you know, underpins the livelihood of 26 other people. Damn. I mean, so if you interfere with mining industry and you're unsuccessful, the risk is huge, because you're now dealing, if 500,000 people are employed directly in our mines, which those are the figures, that's 13 million people. You're interfering with their lives. So, you know, be very careful how you interfere with this. And they're also saying that dialogue is now urgent, because they've linked up not only with all these international organizations and the universities, but they've also linked up with the Southern African Institute of Mining and Metallurgy to sort of be non-political and to look at this in a non-ideological way. But they're saying, you know, dialogue is now urgent ahead of Mungawung, using this document to set the scene for what needs to be done, because the big issue coming up is the resource rents tax. And they're saying, you know, let's not make South Africa uncompetitive by that. Let's really discuss that and make sure that it's not another serious impediment to investment, which we already see slowing down very badly.
All right, well, talking about research, then there's a new UK research which could boost it, or it could be a massive boost to South Africa's treasure trove of platinum riches.
You know, we've got these platinum riches. We know the platinum price is down. Now, that's just a short-term hiccup in the whole history of this platinum. And platinum is hugely valuable, and the rest of the world sees it. Now, we also, through our Science and Technology Ministry and the Trade and Industry Ministry and Mineral Resources Ministry, we put 100 million rand behind research into the new hydrogen economy and to these fuel cells, which we've been talking about here, saying there's a window of opportunity to get into fuel cells. Let's move. You know, if we don't move fast, you'll find that the others get ahead of us. Now, you know, five major government-backed research and development projects are now underway in the UK to speed up the adoption of energy systems using hydrogen and fuel cell technologies to bring them into everyday use. So we've also got our ministries going, but the ministries must realize there's competition here.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about our platinum value. We've got this great opportunity. We don't want to end up sending this platinum out again. We want to use it within our country, a sort of Silicon Valley. We've discussed this here. People are backing it, but it's too many words at the moment, not enough action. You know, we do see the Department of Trade and Industry with these special economic zones. They want to do it, but I think they need to move a bit faster on how they do this and what sort of climate you create for developing fuel cell technology and the new hydrogen age here. We've got this opportunity because there's no substitute for platinum. Nothing.
Hmm.
It's unfudgeable. You've got to have that platinum. So why not use this as a window of opportunity, which, you know, the Anglo-American CEO, Cynthia Carroll, she told the COP17 in Durban last year that this is a the window is wide open.
Hmm.
You know, we must get through this because it can create hundreds and thousands of jobs if we do it correctly. So again, let's see that we can get ahead in developing a silicon type valley, a platinum valley for our platinum treasure trove, so that we can do a lot of the value addition here because the rest of the world is moving fast.
Indeed. All right. Well, Martin Creamer, I thank you very much. Martin Creamer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back again at the coalface at the same time next Friday. Martin, thanks.
Thank you, Kalani.